Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bechorot Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. This will be a little bit of a longer podcast. We're going to cover two Daf to the end of the Perek, looking at the last Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Bet, in this, the sixth Perek. Ve'elu she'en shochtin alehen lo b'mikdash v'lo b'medina. We already saw this invoked in the previous podcast, that the following are mumim, which are not... which are invalidating enough that you may not shecht the bechor b'mikdash as a korban. On the other hand, you cannot shecht the bechor outside of the mikdash as a bechor balmum because it's not serious enough. Chavarvar v'hamayim she'en kfuin. So the white spots or the white or the drips in the eye that are not chronic. And we already dealt with the parameters of that earlier on in the perek about checking over the course of 80 days and the therapy for it with the grass, etc. Chutina primiot, the inner gums, shenifgamu avalo shenekru, if they were not uprooted, but they were just cut. Uval garav val yabelut uval achazazit, these are different kinds of skin lesions and boils and warts. Zaken v'chole umezuham, an animal that's old, an animal that's sick, or an animal that smells very bad. Shnevdabu avera, that was used for bestiality, or v'shemita dam, or killed somebody, and both of those are alpi echad alpi abalim, both only the testimony of one witness or the owner. Tumtum mandrigonus, and this will lead us to our largest discussion here about the tumtum, the animal that of unknown sexual identity, and androgonus is a hermaphrodite. Lo mikdash v'lo b'medina. And Rabbi Yishmael evidently is the one who responds and says, even though in some Girsot it has Rabbi Shimon, it's clearly a mistake. Ein lecha mum gadol mizeh, there is no greater mum than an androgynos. Chomemim eino bechor ela nigzaz v'nevat. It's not a bechor at all, but rather you could even shear it and work with it. Okay, we'll get to that very soon, but in the meantime, garav lo is a garav, is kind of boils not, v'haktiv, garav, but right to the Torah says garav is one of the mumim. V'chazazit lo, chazazit, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, is not v'haktiv, yalefet be'oraita. V'tanya, garav, zehacheres, and yalefet zuchazit ha-mitzrit, refers to two kinds of boils. V'yamar shalakish lomini krashma yalefet, why is it called yalefet shem lapefet, v'holechet ad yom ha-mitah, it bothers you all the way until your death. Now, bishta machazit, achazit lokasha, we could answer that. Kan machazit ha-mitzrit, kan machazit ha-alma. Maybe regular chazazit is not the mum, and that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Machazazit mentioned in the Torah is chazit ha-mitzrit. Okay, it's a particular strain. Ela garava garav kasha. How do you answer that? Is it garav garav kasha? Namlo kasha. We could answer that. Habalach habiyavesh. Depends if it's moist or if it's dry. Because lach itase, it can get better. Yavesh lo mitase. If it's dry, it's not going to get better. Valach mitase, does a moist one get better? V'haktiv, yakachad, namishchim mitzrayim, uvat chorim. And one of the things is cheras. Harei garav lachamur. That's what we said was the wet garav. V'ka'amar shalotu chalei rafei. You can't get better. That's the moist one. Elatatohavu. The answer is there are three kinds. Dikra, the one that the Patsuk talks about in Vayikra, that is the mum, is yavesh ben mifim ben machutz. Meaning it's dry both inside and outside. The maniti in the Mishnah that says it's not a mum or not enough of a mum, lach machutz mifnim, it's moist on both sides. The mitzrayim, the one that says you can't be healed, yavesh mifnim, v'lach mibachutz, it's moist only on the outside. Dichtiv, and how do we know that specifically from Egypt? Vahishchin avarbuot poreach ba'adam. So it's like it's outside, it's still festering, but on the inside it's dry. Okay, v'azaken v'cholev v'hamazuham. So how do we know that these three are out? Min hani militan rabbanan min hatzon u'min hakvasim u'min ha'izim. And all of those words that are used in Sefer Vayikra, a little bit you could take from this or from that, are seen as exclusions. Some of the flock and not all the flock. So prat l'zaken u'l'cholev v'zuham, our three are out. U'tzrichi, why does the Torah have to knock all three out? Di'i katav rachman al-mutzei zaken, if the Torah just excluded zaken, d'lo hadabari, because he's not going to get any better. Ava choled the hadabari, but a choled sick one, okay, it's going to get better. Emalo, maybe it's not a mum. Vi katav the mute choled the lavorche. Animals aren't supposed to get sick. Ava zake nine orche, but everybody gets old. Emalo, If the Torah said only those two, because they're physically weaker. One that smells bad isn't any weaker, just offensive. Aim alo. If the Torah only said to knock out mizuham, one that smells bad, mishum demois, because it's rejected, it's disgusting. Aren't rejected, so aim alo. So therefore, we have to reject all three, or exclude all three. How do we know that if it was used for those purposes, it's out? The Tana Rabbanan, again, min ha-behema, min ha-bakar min ha-tzon, from the earlier pasuk. Min ha-behema lo tzirovea v'nirba, that knocks out if it's used for bestiality on either side. Min ha-bakar lo tziat ha-ne'avar, if it was worshipped. Min ha-tzon lo tziat ha-mukzef, if it was set aside for avodah zarah. Min ha-tzon lo tziat ha-nogeach, also one that hurts a person. With it goring. So Hani Benek Talanino, what do you mean? These are ones who are supposed to be killed, not just hurts a person, killed a person, they're supposed to die. So the answer is Al Pi Echad or Al Pi Abalim. If there was no proper testimony, just to one person or the owner, then it can't be killed, but it's certainly Nifsal Minamiz Beach. Now Bish Tuma Tum Tum, let's go back to the Tum Tum. But Mikdash Lo, we can't take a Bechor that's a Tum Tum, he can't shecht him in the Mikdash because Dilma Nakeva, maybe a Tum Tum, this Tum Tum is a female. But Medinalo, you can't do it outside Dilma Zacharu, because maybe it's a Zachar and there's no other mum. Falipa Muma. El Androginos, Bishlo Mikdash Lo Dilma Nekevahi. You can't do it in the Mikdash because it might be in the Kevah. El Bamedina, why can't you Shecht it Bamedina? Nami Nehi the Zacharu, even if it's a Zachar, Taset Nakvut Charitz. Why don't we consider the Nakvut, the female part of its anatomy, to be like a cut? Vishchot Aleha. Because the Torah says charutz or shavur, so there's two answers. I'm by makra or charutz or shavur. The Torah talks about something with a cut in it, sort of a trench in it, if you will, or broken. So charutz do me the shavur. So the two are connect, are parallel. Ma shavur, but malkom etzim, just like broken, is it a point of a bone? Of charutz malkom etzim has to be a point of a bone. Point of a bone, there is no bone there. So Rav has a different take. Below shavur nami lo matzidom in charutz malkom basar hu avi muma. Even without that comparison to Shavur, you can't say that Charutz is at a place of flesh. If you think that that's a mum, came and Amar Garav. Since the Torah said Garav, since the Brita said that Garav zeu cheres, so Michratz Charutz, it's already cut. Dichtiv umarehu amok min haor, a cut in the skin. This is an example from Negaim. Kamarechamam ukam min hatzel is deep in, so there's a cut. So if that's the case, then it's already out. Then the Torah doesn't have to say that Garav is a mum, because it says Charutz, and the minute that something's cut in, then it's already in where, if you say that Charutz is where flesh is, then that's already covered, and you don't need to mention Garav. V'aminan, I would have said Charutz to Lomoy is a Charutz, which isn't disgusting, it's just a cut. Havimuma, so Garav, which is disgusting, because it boils, demais lo kol shekein. That's why the Torah wrote Garav. Lamemer the Charutz Mokom Basar Lo Havimuma. To tell you that Charutz, a cut which is in the place of flesh, is not a mum, and therefore it had to mention Garav separately. And that's why we say that an androgynos cannot be that nakvut is not going to be considered a mum to allow it to be shechted by medina. Okay, then we get to Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Kabaya lo amar. So according to Abaye, why did Rabbi Shmuel disagree? That's where they have to wait. Have to read it. Charutz to min shavur lamarin, because he simply didn't accept that parallel. Kirava nami lo amar. Why didn't Rabbi Shmuel agree with Rava? Tamehechad lo min karab. Maybe charutz is only where you can't see it. Abahechad min karab mumra karina bay. Then it's called already a mumra, meaning something that's disfiguring and ugly, and therefore maybe you could shecht for it. So therefore he says you could shecht for an androgynous. Now by Rava, my talmid Rabbi Shmuel. What is Rabbi Shmuel's position? I'm sorry, misrepresenting the Mishnah. It was specifically about the androgynous. Mivshap shitalei the androgynous. Bechor hu umumoimo. Is it that he's absolutely certain an androgynous is a proper bechor? It's a proper zachar, and it's born with a mum. The mum being the nekvut. O dilma sfukim safgale. Maybe he's unsure, but what its status is. Ve'im tim tzolomar kamer. He's just saying either way, it's going to be nishkat. If you think it is a bechor, it may not be a bechor at all. If it is a bechor, then it's got a mum. So who cares? Either way, it's the same thing. So the answer is the milk mishum giza avoda. whether you get makot for doing giza or navoda. Remember, b'chor malmum, you still cannot work or shear or eat. Not so. Therefore, if it's that he is unsure if it has a din of b'chor, then you can't get makot for it. He says, "I'm sure it's a b'chor and it's born of the mum." You would get makot for doing those things with it. Inami lemeitra lekohen, or for the question of giving it to the kohen. If he says, "I'm sure that it's a b'chor," then it goes to the kohen. The fact that it's born of the mum. But if I'm not sure it's a b'chor, masam chala raya, then you don't have to give it to the kohen. Okay, let's see. Toshma Rabbi Ila Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. According to Sanhedrogonos, Bechorhu Mumoimo. So he exactly answers our question. Rabbi Shmuel said it is a Bechor with a Mum. Shma Mina Mivshapshitalei. Obviously, he's clear on it. So the Dilma Imtim Tzolomar Kamar. Maybe he's saying that just as a conclusion of an Imtim Tzolomar, as we said before. So Toshma, we have the bright that says Zachar Velona Keva. That's about an Olat. Shomer lamata zachar, when it says zachar a second time in the tzon, shet hamelomer, there's no need to say it. Matam lomer hatsi tumtum androgynos, it's there to knock out tumtum androgynos. Now, Mani, who could be the author of that statement? Ilei matanakama sfeikahu. After all, it's a safek. Va'ati kwal mutis sfeikah, we know the Torah does not address sfeikot. El rabbanan batroi, it must be the chachamim at the end of the Mishnah. So Michad Kranafki, but they get it from all from one pasuk. The Hagav Bechor Chad Zachar Ulechtiv. It only says Zachar once in the context of Bechor, we think. So Kamaati Kulu Minayu. They must all be knocked out. The Keva and Tumtum and Androgynos from one pasuk. El Pshita Rabbi Shmuel must be Rabbi Shmuel who does it in two stages. The Amar Bishna Rabbi Shmuel, which the Pshita Levita for Rabbi Shmuel is very clear that an Androgynos is a Bechor. So Hainu De Itzdarich Kralimute. That's why he needs another pasuk to say. But the fact that it also has the nakvut is also knocks it out. Safka, but if he's unclear, it starts calling mutes fake again. Is a pasuk going to come to knock out a safek? The answer is that doesn't prove anything. The olam rabbanan batray. It's the chachamim at the end. V'gav v'chor tarte kraytiv hazachar and hazacharim. As you see on the page, there are two psukim in the context of a v'chor that mention the word zachar, and therefore one is for vaday nekiva, and the other is for androgynos. Now, Rav Chis, the machloket about androgynos, the machloket between Rabbi Shmuel and Chachamim is only about the androgynos. Everybody agrees that a tumtum is a safek. V'kadosh misfeka. It's a kadosh is kedushat b'chor. It's a safek. So Amalei Rava. So Rava then turns to Rav Chis and says, "My dear father-in-law, alamiata be'arachinya arech. He should be able to then be marich a tumtum, in other words, to say the value of this tumtum is I'm obligating myself, and it should fit within the categories of arachim. So alama tanya, how come we have the following bright? The hazachar in the context of arachim velo tumtum madroginos. So we're going to give an answer now. We're going to give many times in the next few bright dots. So I'll just explain it once. Samami kan tumtum, literally delete the word tumtum from here, meaning the author of the bright, the memorizer of the bright, should have not included the word tumtum, or telling him to take it out of his canon. So toshma, meaning tumtum is not there, we only knock out androgynos. Toshma yacholo yehbe erech ish, well yehbe erech isha, maybe a tumtum would be included as at least the value of an isha. Tamadomar hazachar im nekeva, velo tumtum androgynos. Again, some mikan tumtum, tumtum doesn't belong there. Toshma im zachar im nekeva, that's talking about a shlamim. Zachar vaday nekeva vadi, it has to be either a certain male or a certain female. Velo tumtum androgynos. The answer is again something mikan tumtum. Toshma, let's try this. Hazachar velo nekeva. This is again in the korban. Shuomer lamata zachar shetamadomar tamadomar lahutzi tumtum androgynos. Again to knock out tumtum androgynos. And again something mikan tumtum. Toshma, hanevad vamuktva inan mechir tumtum androgynos. These six. Kulam etam gadim abet abliya. If they are birds, and you do malika on them, because they were nifsal mi korban, therefore the malika just makes them an avela, and therefore if you eat them, you have tumat begadim on beit abliya, meaning when they're in the stomach. Avalos omer, tumtum droginos, ein metamin begadim on beit abliya. Why? Avalos omer, kol makom shnemer zachar unikeva, atam mutzi tumtum droginos b'neim. Anytime the Torah demands zachar and or nikeva, tumtum droginos are out. But for of ho avlo nemar, since the Torah doesn't say zachar or nikeva, so then, we don't knock them out either, which means that they are proper. So, sabmikan tumtum, again, tumtum should not be in there, it should only be androgynos, and tumtum is a safek in Tanakama's presentation. Toshma, Rulazar Omer, Hatrefa Bakilam Yatzidovin Tumtum Madroginos, there's five of the Psulim Mukdashin. Lo Kadoshin Velo Makdishin. What does that mean? Or Shua, Lo Kadoshin mean Mitmura. Meaning if you make a Tmura on them, they're not receptacles for Tmura. Velo Makdishin Laso Tmura. They cannot generate Tmura further. So some mikan tumtum, again tumtum should be out. Toshma Rabalazar Omer Chamisha Lo Kadoshim Velo Makdishin. And here, for the first time in this whole series of Brightot, we have a number. And therefore, we can't just say delete something. Same meaning of Kadoshim and Makdishim as we had before. Then you have four, and we said there's five. So, Apik Tumtum Vayel Yatom. The answer is Tumtum does not belong there. Yatom, which sounds a little like Tumtum, should be in there. And the Yatom is an animal that was born after its mother died. It was taken out of as a post-mortem C-section. And that's Pasul HaKrava also. So Leimat Ketanoim. Maybe this entire thing is Machlok Ketanoim. Because Reba Ila Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Androgynos Bechor Hu Mumoimo. That's what we saw already. It's a Vadai Bechor. Hamon Me'en Kedusha Chal Alav. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Shimon Harehu Omer HaZachar Bechom Makom Shana Mezachar Eno Elo Tzien Tum Tum Androgynos. Androgynos is out. Now Bechite Masam Mikan Tum Tum. If you think Tum Tum doesn't belong in that last sentence, Shimon Yehuda Hainu Rabbanan, then he's the same as Rabbanan said Androgynos is out. Alav tumtum ikimnai. They disagree. Al tumtum. Tanakama savra ain kedusha chal alav androgynos. It's only androgynos that there's no kedusha on. But tumtum sfeikahu, because an androgynos for sure has female components, and a tumtum we just don't know what it is. So it's sfeikahu. Vekodesh misfeika. Va'ata Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda lemeimar. So he comes along to say the following: tumtum briahu velo kodosh. It is a separate bria. And that, so that we would say that is the machloket between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama here. Lo, we reject that. The kuliyama tumtum bria lo masafka. Nobody is considering that a tumtum is a separate bria. Zachar nekeva hu masafka. Our only question is it male or female? Meaning, do we consider it a suffix male or female? And then we say the following: matamai makom zachrut, if it urinates from the male side, if you will. It's for sure male. They only disagree if it's from the other part. So there is a concern that maybe things got switched off in the animal, and therefore it really is a zachar, and so if it's a safeg, we don't have such a concern, therefore it's vazai, not a zachar. If an animal has both of those things and it urinates from makom nakvut, it's 100% chulin. So Taibar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was surprised at this ruling of his younger colleague Rabbi Elazar. He's not paying any attention to Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel, at least regarded as a safek. Why didn't he even say that this person, the Hainu Rabbi Elazar, is ignoring the Rabbanan Batrai? Because according to Rav Chista, everybody agrees that a tumtum is a suffix. The answer is Rabbi Yochanan Lasfer later Rav Chista. He doesn't accept Rav Chista. And he says, I don't agree that Rabbanan Batrai think that a tumtum is a suffix. So Ilo Sferalei Lema Hu Damak Rabbanan Batrai. So why doesn't he just say that? Why did he say Rabbi Elazar is following Rabbanan Batrai? So the answer is Hachinami Kamar. That's exactly what he was saying. Man Shavik Treva Avid Kechad. What he's really saying is, why would Rabbi Elazar ignore Rabbi Ishmael and Tanakama to do like Chachamim, the later Chachamim? So Rabbi Elazar, come on, Sferalei. So why does he think that? Come on, Savra. He had a Marish Lakish. He's following Marish Lakish, who said, Lamru Tumtum Safek Elabadam. He said that the entire question about a tumtum being a safek is only about humans. Because the male genitalia and female genitalia are roughly at the same place, so therefore it's a real unclarity of what it is. Since we don't see what it has on an animal, so you can sort of tell from where it's urinating, and that'll tell you what it is. So he asked the question that we asked before. Maybe things got switched around. So Amalei, come on, Kermeir Chayish Miuta. Now you're suddenly taking Rameir's position in such an odd case to start with of a tumtum. who are mayor is famous for being choshesh l'miut, being concerned about the rare cases. So Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chananya bar Avin, Damri Tavayu, they answered, Afilu Teim Rabbanan, even Rabbanan here might agree that we have to have such a concern. Why hold the Ishne Ishne? This animal's so odd anyways, maybe everything is messed up. So therefore, it's not really choshesh l'miut here. So now, Ita Amra Ishtani, Vita Amra Lo Ishtani. You could say that it's changed, you could say that it's not changed. So, Lema Ishtani Lo Ishtani Tanoi. Maybe that entire issue about whether we regard an odd animal as having other things weird is a Machloka Tanoi, the Tanya. Tumtum Shikidesh. We have one brayta that says if a Tumtum gives Kiddushin to a girl, Kiddush of Kiddushin, that's valid. Nitkadesh, if it accepted Kiddushin from a man, Kiddush of Kiddushin also. And therefore, Choletz, as a the female side, it would do chalitza, hold sin li ishto, or if it's the male side and he dies, they give chalitza to his wife, umiabim li ishto, and his brother can do yibum on the wife. V'tanya idach, isha tumtum, a wife of a tumtum, chalatz v'lo mitabem, and only does chalitza v'not yibum. So savru adu choliyamak Rabbi Kiva, b'machlok Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Lazar in Yivamot, about what kind of a saris is exempt, and saris chamar, saris adam. A saris that was born that way, who's cast, who's unable to, who's infertile, because of at birth, or because he was manually castrated. So we think that everybody says, like Rabbi Akiva here, Damar Saris Chama Lo Choletz V'Lo Miyabem, that somebody who's an inborn saris does not do either. So my love, Bakim Yipal, again, the machlok, it's this, Tamadam Acholetz V'Chotzin L'Ishto Miyabem, but Ishto, the first bright, we don't say, since he's already messed up, maybe everything else is messed up. They say, you know what, we don't even know what he is because everything else might be changed. So everybody agrees that things might be messed up. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, the two different opinions here, Rabbi Elazar versus Rabbi Akiva, about what kind of saris it is. So who's the authority who's following Rabbi Akiva here, who's speaking for Rabbi Akiva? Elim Rabbi Yehuda, we have Machlok Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda about this. Havadai Sris Mashfile, he's got to consider him a Saris. Why did not Rabbi Yehuda Omer? Tumtum Shini Krau, meaning Tzazachar. If you have a Tumtum and you rip him open and find the male to be male, then Hareza Loyachlotz, he can't give Chalitza. Why? Neshuk a Saris. He's a Saris. After all, that's what a Tumtum is, like a castranum. El Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he the Tanya Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Tumtum Lo Choletz. You can't have a Tumtum do Chalitza. Why? Shami Yikareya Yimatzei Saris Chama, because you might open him up and find him to be a Saris Chama. Meaning that if you don't find him to be that way, then he's not a Saris. Not automatically a Saris, like Rabbi Yehuda said. So Atu called him Yikareya Zachar Mishtakach. What do you mean? You're going to open him up and find that he might be a Saris, assuming he's a male? Why do you assume he's a male? The Kevel of Mishtakach. The answer is Shema Kamar. Shema Kareyav Yimatzein Akiva. He might turn out to be a woman. Inami Zachar. Even if it's Zachar, Inami Shema Yimatzein Saris Chama. Might even be a Saris. Now, my Binah, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda's take on Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's take on Rabbi Akiva? So, Amarava, Lifsob Makom Achim. Because you have to remember, if one brother gave Chalitza, the other brothers are now out. But if this Chalitza is absolutely nothing, like Rabbi Yehuda says, then nothing's happened, and the other brothers could do Yibum or Chalitza. The other question is, should this tumtum give chalitza if there are no other brothers around? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's meaningless. There's no need. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a safek, so maybe you should do it. And that's what's ikabinaru. That's the difference between those two approaches. Okay, Adran Alach Al Elu Mumin, and we're going to start the next parak Mumin Elu in the next podcast. Continue with some of the details of Mumim and move it into the area of Mumei Adam that we've already referred to a little bit in the last few podcasts. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.